Rav Shmuel Aaron Yudelevitz, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha, was the Edim of the Tzadik of Yerushalayim, Rav Aryeh Levin. Those who are familiar with him, there's been some books written about him. Rav Shmuel Aaron was a Tzadik Yisoid Olam, and a goyin muflig wrote a Meir Degesefer, a Masechta Pesachim, Yil Shmuel. So now's not the time to go into a whole discussion of his whole life. He's just a Meir Degesefer Tzadik, a Meir Degesefer Talmud Chacham. Anyways, it happens to be that there was a Rav in Batei Hordena in Yerushalayim, Rav Zvulun Chalap, Zecher Levracha. And Rav Zvulun Chalap was Nifter, so that year there was no Rav yet for a couple months. So came the night of Yom Kippur, and they approached Rav Shmuel Aaron Yudelevitz, if he could please say some Mis'oiris Kol Nidre time. And they knew he had a koyach, it was a very big tzibur there, and they told him, you're going to Mis'oir a little bit, you'll say something, you'll be able to be ma'irer, to mamish to a huge amount of people, to come to Hurei Tshuva, to come to Bechia, to crying a little, getting closer to the Rabbeinu Shalalem. It's mamish, a tremendous opportunity to be mezakeh sarav and helping the Olam back to Tshuva. So Reb Shmuel Aaron refused. Didn't say a reason, but he refused. They tried a few more times. They told him that we know that you could do this. This is mamash, you have a koyach, he had a koyach to say some Mis'oiris. This is mamash a chance. What greater is chos could it be? They told him, good, you know, you want to be an anav, you're an anav, but this is mamash a chance. Before Yom Kippur, before mamash by Kol Nidre time, you can Mis'oiris so many people, Mizakas Aram to come Lidei Tshuva. And he didn't give a reason, he said no. On the way home, someone close to him asked him why he refused. And he said, I want to tell you something. I'm sure I could have made a lot of people do a Hurei Tshuva and come to the Kamli Dei Tshuva close to Rabbeinu Shalom. And I could have done it, and I would have done it. But he said, but you know something? I was afraid that I'm going to get so many people to cry. It would be Meiridik. But there's one person who might have cried there that I'm so scared to bring one tear out of her eyes. And that is that the fresh almana of Rav Zvulun Chalap is in the Ezras Noshim. And she'll remember how before, by Kol Nidre time, her husband always was the one who said a drasha. So he said, it's not kedai if I'll be ma'ir 100 people to do tshuva. And maybe there's one person there, this almana, that I'm going to be metzayer her feelings. So all those 100 people that are crying tears of tshuva, if there'll be one person, the almana, letting one tear of being hurt, he said, then it's not kedai for me. I can't do such a thing. But what's such an important lesson for us to learn from this story, such an important lesson to take to heart, that sometimes we have a very, very good agenda of something. A very good agenda. Something that really is the right thing. We're going to be ma'irer, a lot of people. We're going to bring a lot of people to come to Avas Chesed, Avas HaTorah. But there's somebody out there that's going to get hurt. A hurtful comment to them. Is it kedai to hurt one person and at the same time be mechazik others? This is something to bring so many people to the tshuva and at the same time you're hurting the almana. This is something that we have to internalize, be very, very careful. And I want to add one more short story about this. That is that there was a story a lot of years ago. I'd rather not go into details. It's a famous story that there was somebody who unfortunately did something very, very, did a very terrible act, a frum person, and all the gedolim came out, since the person was frum, that they all condemned it, and they said nobody should think that any frum person holds of such a thing, or any rav holds of such a thing. And at that time, Rav Shach was mamish fearing the melucha of Klal Yisrael. And when Rav Shach said something, it was the final word, the final word. It was the final word where Rav Shach said. And they went to Rav Shach, and they asked him to write a letter against what this person did. So Rav Shach said, Avada, medav shraybin az abrif, you have to write such a letter. And they put the letter on his thing. He said he's going to sign it. They had it ready to be signed. And he pushed it off a little later. And it went on for a day, 2 days. They said, what's going on? You're going to sign the letter? So Rav Shach said, really, I should sign the letter. I really should. It's the right thing. He said, but Nebuch, he said, there's an almana from this person, an almana, because the person died and what he did, there's an almana. He says, I can't have the almana is going to feel that Rav Shach wrote a letter against her husband. How could I do such a thing? It's true, for the L'toivat Klal Yisrael, I really should write the letter. But how could it be that this lady is going to know and feel, oh, Rav Shach wrote a letter against my husband? He said, so even though we deserve to be condemned, and I should write a letter condemning it, I can't put it in writing to hurt our feelings of the almana. This is something that we should all take very much to heart, that no matter what we do, and no matter what good agenda we really, really have, and it's really the right thing to do, if we're not sure that someone's going to get hurt, then you have to go ask a das Torah, ask someone that has a big bar seichel, and be able to weigh the situation, weigh the options, and really do the right thing not to hurt someone's feelings. And may we all be zeicha, that like Hashem tzilcha, like we said 2 shiurim ago, Hashem is the shadow back. The same way we're careful not to hurt other people's feelings, Hashem should watch over our feelings, that our feelings should not get hurt.